So please give us a break. Give Clive and myself and the other small parties, give us a break. Give us a fair go.
Bob, we're listening. We're giving the minor parties a chance on RN Drive, profiling a party a day right up till the Thursday before the elections. Tonight, it's the Future Party, advancing society through technological long-term solutions, one of which includes the proposal for a new city to be built halfway between Sydney and Canberra named Turing. Why? The leader of the party, James Jansen, joins me now. Why, James?
We think that Australia needs a lot more immigration. But in order to accommodate that, we need to build the infrastructure that we need to bring those people in. So building a city is part of that. We can't just expect to bring people in and not build the infrastructure in the cities that exist so far.
Well, so rather than expand a city or invest in little towns that might become cities, you want to build a whole new city?
Yeah, so the reason why you'd start a new city from scratch is because of the nature of the kind of city that we want to build. Turing will be a very high-density city. We believe that high-density breeds value. So if you look at cities like Manhattan and Paris, you see very high density providing people with more services, more employment, more education opportunities.
Right, so why wouldn't you use an existing big city?
Well, one of the problems is the NIMBY effect, the not in my backyard. Right. Not everyone wants to have a 25-storey building go up in their backyard, and we understand that. So in order to get the high levels of density, you actually need to start in an area that you're not going to affect people that much in.
I assume you submitted all this to Treasury or the Parliamentary Budget Office and got some costings?
Unfortunately, we would have loved to, but smaller parties don't actually have access to that. It's only parties that poll above 4% who have access to that.
I figure, yes. Who's going to live in the cities?
So we think that the city will be made up of Australian citizens who go there to study or to work, but we also want to make the immigration laws slightly different. So it will be easy to go in and go out. There won't be as many restrictions, and the reason why we want to do that is to make it easier for people to work and to trade in the city, and hopefully it will become an international hub.
Well, yes. Building a city from scratch to become an international hub, it's nothing if not ambitious, but you are the Future Party, and speaking of it, just final question, do you have a preference on which NBN plan you would prefer, the government's or the opposition's?
Yeah, I think that the Labor Party NBN plan is a lot better. It is a lot further long-term looking, and we think that the speeds that the coalition is proposing will be out of date by the time we get around to final completion.
Okay.
So it'll be a waste of money to go with their plan initially.
That answer doesn't surprise me, I have to say. Look, good to talk to you, James. I didn't know the Future Party existed until today, so thank you very much.
Yeah. They can check out your viewers can check out our website at futureparty.org.au.
There you go. I'm sure some will. Thank you. James Jansen, leader of the Future Party. So there you go, as you meet your minor parties.